Parshas Achrei Mois. The first pasuk starts off. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe. Achrei Mois Shnei Bnei Aaron. Hashem spoke to Moshe after the two sons of Aaron died. Bekorvosim l'fnei Hashem, because they became close. They approached HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayamusu, when they died. So the next pasuk says, Vayemer Hashem el Moshe. Hashem told Moshe like a second time, Daber al Aaron Achicha v'ayavad b'choleis al HaKadosh. Talk to your brother Aaron and tell him that he should not come to the Kurdish any time, before the Pareches, El Pnei HaKaparis, Asher Al Horon, V'lo Yomus, Ki Be'onon, Eru El HaKaparis. It's because Hashem should be seen only when you have the cloud over the Kaparis. So the second pasuk is saying that Hashem is telling Moshe to tell Aaron that he should not go to the Kurdish HaKadoshim at any time he wants, but like a pasuk gimel, only on Yom Kippur could come. That b'zayis yovei Aaron el HaKodesh b'par ben bakol achatas v'yal yelo, like the old parsha will soon go through of the korbanos of Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, that's when Aaron the Kohen Gadol could come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But otherwise, he is not allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the question the Mepharshim all is, like, what's the purpose of the first pasuk? That it starts off v'yadaber Hashem el Moshe achrei Moshe nebin Aaron b'koros b'fnei Hashem v'yamutu. Like, what's the purpose of this pasuk? That it's telling us that the two children of Aaron died because they came close to Hashem and they died. Like, we know this all already. This is a parsha that happened before already. It should have just started off. It should have started saying like a new tzivano, a new commandment, that Aaron should not come at any time to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And secondly, what does it start off pasuk Aleph with? Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe. And then again, Pasuk Bey says, V'yemer Hashem al Moshe. Like it's repeating itself again. Just should have said one time that Hashem told all this to Moshe. So really, the purpose of the first Pasuk, Rashi really explains. That Rashi says, Matam Abayma, what do we need this Pasuk for? So Rashi says, Hoye Reb Lezer ben Azayah Moshloi, he gave an example. That Moshul L'choyle Shenichna Feitha Reifam. You have a sick person that went to the doctor. Omar Loi, the doctor told him, Al Teichel Tzoynin, don't eat something cold. Don't sleep on something or damp. That's all the first doctor told him. Now, Bo Achar, the Yomloi, another doctor came and told the sick person, don't eat something cold. And don't sleep on something damp. In order that you should not die the way somebody else died. Is there's a Yesim in Arishin. The second doctor scared the Chayla, the sick person, more than the first one. Because he told him not only don't do it, but he said you should know somebody died because of that. His lekach nema achrei Moshe nebin Aaron. And this is the purpose for the first pasuk here. The first pasuk is doing here is like it's telling Aaron, like Hashem is going to tell Moshe to tell Aaron that you should not come in any time to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the first pasuk tells us that it's so strong you should know that's the reason why your two children died. Your two children died because they were b'kavosim l'fnei Hashem. Because they became close, they came into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This is like the Hakdama. So this Issa, not to come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim at any time, is that you should know your own two children died because of this Aveira. And then it still adds a little bit in the Sefer Hemek Dover, that really the question is, the Pasuk says, why did they die? The Korvosim of Hashem, because they became close to Hashem. And Mashma, like Rashi says, because they came into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They brought the terrorists and ate Azara. Now the question is, the psukim before, the midrashim before said, like we spoke out, 13 different reasons why they died. Like Rashi brought down, they were murder halachas from the rabbi, or else they didn't have children. They weren't married. Like we went through once, all the different averas that the Bnei Aaron did. So why does the pasuk say here, but korvosim l'fnei Hashem, because they became close, they approached close to Hashem. And the tziv wants to answer, the pshat is true. They did a lot of averas, like it was said before. But the pshat is, even if somebody does an avera, why were they killed instantly? Why was the midas hadin shermus on them so fast? Like usually if a person does an avera, Hashem waits till he gives you the punishment. Maybe the person will do tshuva. How come over here by Bnei Aaron, as soon as they did the avera, right away they were killed? So the pasuk is telling us here why, because the korvosim of Bnei Hashem, because the avera was done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They did something wrong when they were makarav themselves to Hashem. And that's a terrible thing. When a person like is in the palace of the king itself, if you do any little thing wrong there, then you get killed. So the reason why they were killed right away, the media forbidden with Shemitz, was because the averus that they did were done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This is very good. This is the Hakadoma to the next parsha. Like Pasuk Beis and Gimel is going on to tell Aaron that you should know this Navera, not to come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim at any time. So there's the first Pasuk explaining. You know how strict this is? That the reasons why your son was killed, even though when usually a person does Navera, you don't have the Einish right away, Hashem waits. But over here, since the Avera was, the Kavosin, it was Navera being done, that you came into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's a terrible chet. That in that Kodesh Baruch Hu's palace alone, there for any little Avera, you get punished right away. So that's what Hashem was telling Moshe to warn Aaron, you should know, don't come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim at any time. Because there's a place where Hashem is, that's Hashem's palace, there you have to be careful for any little Avera, it could be you get a terrible punishment. But the other question is still, like how come it says two times, Vayedaber Hashem, then in Pasuk Beis it says, Vayomer Hashem O Moshe. Like it repeats the same thing that Hashem is telling Moshe, it should have been just one time. Hashem told Moshe to tell Aaron, you should know your two sons died because they went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so now you be careful not to come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Why does it have to say two times, Vayedaber Hashem, and then in Pasuk Beis, Vayomer Hashem? So the Be'er Moshe brings down, he says, really the Zohar HaKadosh asked this question. And the Zohar HaKadosh wants the answer to say that the Indian is, one is B'Torah Yira, and one is B'Torah Ava. That's the way he explains it. In other words, that before a person comes close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are two parts. You have to have Yira Hashem, it has to be Machmas Yira, you fear Hashem. Like we always say, Ibdu Hashem B'Yira. And also the meaning of Ava, of Simcha, of Ivdu Hashem B'Simcha. That you have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be Mesameach, be happy with Hashem. So the Zohar says there are two parts to it. There's the part of Vayedaber Hashem, a Lashon Dibur is always a Lashon Kosher, a hard talk. In other words, first Hashem is telling Moshe you have to know, you have to have Yira. Before you come close to Hashem, you come with the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you have to be afraid, you have to have Yira Hashem. And then, when you are close to Hashem and you're doing the mitzvahs, then there's an inyan of Vayomer Hashem or Moshe, that Hashem spoke to Moshe, and Amir was Lashon, an easy Lashon, a nice Lashon, that's Lashon of Ava. That you also ask, like, love Hashem and do the mitzvahs to Simcha. That's why the prophet says it over twice, like that's what Hashem was really telling Moshe to tell Aaron. And this fits in very good, that the prophet says, the Karvosim of Nei Hashem Vayamusim. Like, what was the reason why did the Shnei B'nai Aaron died? Because they became close, they were makarv themselves to Hashem. And the way the Mefarshim speak out, really, it was a chtoron in Yiras Hashem. In other words, they, the B'nai Aaron, they went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim only Machmas Ava. They went in because of love of Hashem, out of Simcha from Hashem. And really, there's a Lashon of a Teres Kahanim in Shmini that says that Shehisichu Ahavo Al Ahavo. That the sons of Aaron, they had too much like love. They were Moisif Ahavu Al-Ahavu. And the Orach Chaim is Mazda explains this, that Nodav Yaviyu, he says, the Hegdimu Es Ahavu L'Yira. In other words, they did more Machmas Ahavu and not so much with Yira. And that's why it came out to Vayamusu. That's why they died. In other words, this is another question, really. In the first Pasuk it says, V'yadabra Hashem Amosha Acharei Mois. So it already said after the two children died, Achrei Moshe Shnei B'nai Aaron. So what does the prophet say again? The Kavosim of Nei Hashem Vayamusu, and they died. It already said why they died. But this is explaining, you know the reason why they died. They died because they became close to Hashem with only Asahava, with Simcha. They were missing the Hakdama of Yira. They didn't have enough Yira Shemayim when they became close to Hashem. And because of that, they died. And really, the Maral says like this, an Ovis, in the first, the Mishnah Perek Aleph says, the Moir Shemayim Aleichem, you should also have Yiras, be afraid of Hashem. So the Maral says, Ki biyahava yochol liyos, care of us yosimidai. Sometimes if you only have love to Hashem, you can make yourself a little bit too close to Hashem. And that's no good. So therefore, you always have to have Yira right away after Yavava. And that was a little bit the chet of Nadav Yavihu, that they became too close to Hashem without having enough Yira. And really this explains what we spoke about once before, the Rav Dessler explains, the Parsha Shmini, that the Chet of Nadav Yaviyu, Chazal brings down a lot of different reasons what the Aveira was. Like we spoke out, either they were Meir Halach L'Fnei Rabban, or if they crave, or they went into Lufnayim Lufnim, or else they went in without a tivui, and they brought an Ezer inside, and they didn't ask any Aces, and they were Shesuya Yayin, and they were Mechusa Begodim, a lot of different Averis. There some say they went in without Lechitza Yadayim Raglayim, some say they didn't have children, they didn't get married. So the question is, what does all these things have to do with one another? We spoke out the chat is that, like we're saying now, they had too much Avas Hashem, like there was a little bit Midah of Gaiva involved. Like they thought they were so close to Hashem, they left away the Midah of Yira. They didn't have enough Yira of fearness of Hashem. That's why they went in without asking. They thought like they were allowed to go in, there was such a closeness to Hashem. And they didn't wear the Godim then, they didn't wash their hands, they felt like we were above all this. And that was a thorn in their Yira Shemayim. It was missing a little bit Yira, they should have had more. With a little bit more Yira, they wouldn't have done all these Averis. So that's what the first Pasuk is saying, according to the Zohar. That's the Hakdama. That the Yedaber Hashem spoke like hard to Moshe to tell Aaron, you should know that before you come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you have to have Yira. You have to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then it could be Vayomer Hashem HaMoshe, that another type of a Namira. There's also a Namira of Avas Hashem, to do with the Simcha. True, you have to have both. But you can't be missing the first fact of Yira, like it was missing when your two children, Nadav Avihu, came close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now again, Pasuk Beis is saying that Vayomer Hashem HaMoshe Dabra L'Aron Achicha V'Al Yovod B'Cholei Shal HaKadosh. You should not go any time into the Kodesh, which means the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Mibes La'Pareches HaPnei HaKaparis. That there we have the Oren and the Kaparis is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Asher Al Oren. V'Lo Yomus Ki Be'ono Ki Be'onon Eroi Al HaKaparis. Because with the smoke of the Kaparis, that's when I will be seen. That's where Rashi brings down the Medrash is saying that the only time you could come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim is only when you have the smoke coming up from the Kteris on Yom Kippur. That's the one day when you have a right to come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then Pasuk Gimel says that if the Zayis Yovei Aaron El HaKodesh, with this Aaron could go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Par Ben Bokol HaChatas V'Yal Yoylo, with the special Korbanos you have to bring on Yom Kippur, the Par for the Korban Chatas and the Ayo for the Korban Eilo. In other words, when you bring the Korbanos of Yom Kippur, that you could go in. And some of us learned the Pshat is that the schus of the Korbanos that are mechaper for Klal Yisrael, the schus this kapora, that gives you the right to come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And in the Medrash Rabba here, it says that Bezois, one Medrash says, Bezchus Shabbos, Shinema Ashrei Enosh Yaseh Zois, that Bezchus the Kedusha Shabbos, Aaron could go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And another Medrash says is that Bezois means Bezchus Yisrael, Shinema Zois Kermoseich Demosa L'Soma. So Bezchus Shabbos and Bezchus Yisrael, Aaron could go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now the pshat from the Chus Shabbos is that Shabbos is the zman of Eskarvus Lashem. A person is closer to Hashem on Shabbos. That's why we darshan, as Pasuk says, Mizma Shil Yom HaShabbos, Toiv Lohoidos Lashem, and we darshan Toiv Lehisvados Lashem. On Shabbos is the inyan of doing vidur, of doing tshuva. Because the pshat from tshuva is, like we say, Pasha tshuva, come close back to Hashem. And on Shabbos, since it's a Yom Menucha, it's a yom you have the Nisham Yisera, automatically you are closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the meaning of Shabbos makes you close to Hashem. Push it out to Kedushas HaShabbos alone, the fact you're not doing any Malacha, you're supposed to just be resting whilst the Kedushas HaShabbos. That alone brings us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the meaning of Aaron coming into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was the fact this one day in Yom Kippur, he wanted to become as close as possible to Hashem. That's where the Makom of the Shekhinah was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So B'Zchus HaShabbos, that the Chalal Shabbos is what from the Skar of everybody to Hashem, with that Chus he also was able to become close to Hashem on Yom Kippur. And then the Chus Yisrael is the Pshat, that the reason why Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, comes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, is to make a kapora for the whole Klal Yisrael, to forgive Klal Yisrael for their averus. He's like the Shliach Tzibur for the Klal Yisrael. So the Chus Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, that is so dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and on Yom Kippur Hashem is mechaperos. So the place where he's mechaperos is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So b'schus us, the Klal Yisrael, the Kohen Gadol, goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So ask like for kaparo for the Klal Yisrael, and b'schus HaShabbos, there's also a Kodesh of Tshuva on Shabbos. Then Pasuk Dalit says that On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has special begodim. He wears kseinis bad kodesh, a special white linen, a robe. Yilbash nichnis seivad yah b'sora, in special white linen underpants. Over avnei the bad yachkor, and with a linen gartli wears. Over mitznefes bad yitznes, on a special white linen hat. That's what he wears. Bigde kodesh shein. These are called begodim that are kodesh. Also means it has to be bought. Michel Kodesh, you can't spend your own money to buy these begodim. It has to be bought from Hegdish's money. For Rochatz Bamayim, it's the soul elevation. First, the Kohen Gadol has to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, and then he could first put on these begodim. And from this, the Gemara dashes that every time the Kohen Gadol changed on Yom Kippur from one pair of begodim, from the white pair to the big day Zohov, the regular eight begodim the Kohen Gadol wore a whole year, he had to go to the mikvah in between. And on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol changed four times. Like, first the Kohen Gadol put on his big day Zohov, the regular eight begodim, and he brought the Korban HaTomid in the morning, and Korban Musaf. After that, then he changed to the white begodim, these four white begodim, and that's when he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to bring the Korbanos of the Yom, his Par and Oila, and the Keteris he brought them. Then he came outside, and he put on his big day Zohov again, to bring his ayil and the ayil for the Korban Om, and then he changed over again back to put on his white begodim again, and he went back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to take out the kaf and the machta that he brought in when he brought in the keteris, to take out the pan and the shovel that he brought the keteris in with. Then he changed over again to take off his white begodim to put on the big day zohov in order to finish off to bring the Talmud Shobain Habayim on Yom Kippur with the big day zohov. This is the fourth time that he changed over from one pair of begodim to the other pair, and in between he had to go to the mikvah, and we'll soon see in between also he had to be mekadesh his yodayim v'raglayim two times, one when he took off the pair of begodim and one when he put on the new pair. Now, there are three reasons given why the Kohen Gadol wears these special begodim, these white begodim on Yom Kippur. And one is, like the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, and Rashi brings it down, to see Shein Kitega Nasas Neger. In other words, by the Chet Egel, they use gold. So we don't want now the gold to come into Lefnaya Lefnim to prosecute for Klal Yisrael. Therefore, when the Kohen Gadol goes Lefnaya Lefnim, he wears a special white begodim, not the eight golden begodim. Another reason is because the halacha is that these begodim that the Kohen Gadol wears when he comes lefnayim lefnim, you cannot use anymore. You have to be gone of it, according to one man the yom, you have to bury them. So if he would have to use his eighth begodim made out of gold, they're very, very valuable, expensive, and the Torah didn't want to have to put them away. Therefore, the Torah gave a new mitzvah to wear these four begodim, which was only made from linen, so it won't be such a loss if we'd have to bury it afterwards. Another reason is given is that when the Kohen Gadol goes with Lefnayim Lefnim, he's supposed to have a tremendous amount of hachno, like lower himself, the opposite of being of gaiva. Like now he's coming with Lefnay Hashem, he has to be machnia, lower himself, to humble himself in front of Hashem. So if he would wear his big day zov, it's harder to do that. When you're wearing gold and looking so nice, it's harder to humble yourself. But now that he wears his pashtada for white begodim, white always reminds you of the begodim of Mason, therefore would bring upon him hachno that he needs to humble himself in front of Hashem. Then Pasukei says, Umeyes Adas B'nei Yisrael, Yikach Shnei Sire Izim L'chatas, he bring two kid goats for a chatas, V'yayel Echod Eilo, and one aisle, one rim for Korban Eilo. The Hikra of Aaron is par hachatas Heshaloi, and Aaron has to bring his own special par for his own chid chatas, the Chippa Ba'adoy of Ad Beisoi, and it should be have a forgiveness for him and for his house. So first the Pasuk says he has to bring two Seirim, Michel Tzibur, belonging, coming from the money that belongs to the Tzibur, and also one Ayol for the Korban Ola of the Tzibur, and then the Kohen Gadol has to have his own special power that is for himself, that's brought from his own money. And the Pasuk says the Chippa Ba'adoy of Ad Beisoi, he has to have a Kapara, forgiveness, and the Gemara says this means that he is Mitzvada Olav, that he says vidui, not that he actually makes the shchita and brings the dam right now, but just that he says vidui. Then the pasuk says v'lo kach hashnei hasirim tehem edoytsim lefnei Hashem pesach oyamoyed, that they bring the two serum into the Azorah and they leave it on the Mizrach side, and then they make the girl. That Benosan Aaron al Shnei Asirim Gerolis, he makes the lottery for these two goats, that Gerol Echad LaShem, the Gerol Echad LaZozel. On one piece, it was made, and it could be made from anything, they wrote the word LaShem on it, and on one piece, they wrote the word LaZozel. And the way he did it was that they had a kalfi, they had a box in the Azorah, and they put these two pieces inside the box, that one said LaShem, and one said LaZozel, and the two Seirim were standing in front of the Kohen Gadol. One was on his right side, one was on his left side, and the Kohen Gadol would put his two hands into this box, and with the right hand he would take one piece, and with the left hand he would take the second piece. And whatever came out on the right hand, that he would put on top of the right Seir, the right goat, and whatever came up on his left hand, would put on the left goat. So that's how we chose which one should be LaShem to bring for the Korban Chatzis, and which one should be LaZozel, which was sent away to the Tahar to be thrown over, to be killed, like that was carrying all the Averis of Klal Yisrael. As the Midrashim say, that was Keneged Esav HaRosha. And the Klal Yoker over here explains that the Shnei Sira Izim, these two Gerolos, are Doima to the Shnei Gidia Izim that Yaakov Avinu brought to his father Yitzchak. And he made one of them matamim, one of them he made good food to give his father to eat, in order that he should get the bracha. And with the second one, the Medrash says that it was Pesach then, that Yaakov used it to bring the Korban Pesach. So one was like LaShem over there, the Shnei Gdi Izim, that he brought to his father, he brought a Korban Pesach with it. And one he gave to his father Yitzchak Tit, but Terus like Shechet, that he should be able to be Mekabel the Matana. And here also at every Yom Kippur, we like send one Korban, one LaSen LaZozel. We send it away as if to say, L'Sheched, all the Averis should be sent away on this one. And then we bring one LaShem. Then we bring a Chatas LaShem. And who then he brings down? It's a Medrus like that, that the Medrus makes a Smichus that says, Kediye Izim Toivim. It means Toivim L'Cho, Shayideyem Tekabal HaBrochus. That's that Yaakov Avinu brought the Shnei Kediye Izim. It was good for Yaakov, that because of his Kediye Izim, he was able to receive the Brochus. And the Medrash says also, V'toyvim levonecho, it's also going to be good for your children. Shal yedeihem mischaprim v'yom ha-kippurim. Because of these shnei gdi izim that Yaakov brought to his father Yitzchak, Klal Yisrael is going to have two seira izim to be brought on Yom Kippur. That they receive their kapora with this. Like one is sent for matana like LaZozel, and the second one is brought LaShem for a korban. Then the Pasuk says then, V'hikruv Aaron is par achatas ha-sheloi v'chipa badu v'ad beisai. Then Aaron goes back to his own par, and he does a second time vidui. A second time he says, like, Onu Hashem, chotos yavisi poshati. Then v'shochat es par achatas ha-sheloi. Then Aaron brings his own korban chatas, his own par for himself. Then on Yom Kippur, the Pasuk says, V'lokach m'loi ha-machato gachalayesh. Then he has to bring a shovel full of coals, hot coals, mi'al ha-mizbech, from the Mizbeach Achitzim, the outside Mizbeach of Nei Hashem, or Meloi Chofna of Keteris Tamimdak, he also brings in the Keteris, a handful of the Keteris, Vehevi Mibes Tapreches, and he brings these two things inside to the into the Kochim, into the Hechol, where the Mizbeach HaPnim is. And then, the Noosan has a Keteris Alesh, then he puts the Keteris on the fire, of Nei Hashem, that first he puts down the coals that he brought from the outside Mizbeach, he puts down those hot coals on the inside Mizbech, Mizbech HaPnim, and then he pours the Keteris on top of the hot coals, and then the Chisa non HaKeteris as a Kaparis. Then the smoke coming up from the Keteris covers up the whole Kaparis, Asher Alaydus, V'lo Yomus. It covers up the whole Kodshim, the whole Kodesh HaKadoshim, it covers up, and therefore he won't die. Now the smoke of the Keteris coming up, it says Lashon V'Chisa, it should cover, so Nezeret brought down, that Klal Yisrael was zeichet to the Anani HaKovoid that they had throughout the Midbar, the Yitzchus Aaron that he came in with the Keteris, that the Chisa Anani HaKeteris, that the covering up of the Keteris is like covering up of the Anani HaKovoid that covered up Klal Yisrael when they went through the Midbar. And the pshat is that this Indian of the Keteris on Yom Kippur is to cover up the Kochim, is a pshat by covering it up, you take away all the Keteris, all the bad people that want to talk bad about Klal Yisrael. They are like covered up now. Hashem doesn't see them. And there's more mamshech, the midas harachamim, and we don't see any more the midas adin. That's what the Keteris does. It like sweetens the union of din on Yom Kippur. It covers up all the kateger, all the prosecutors, and they can't say bad about Klal Yisrael. That's why it like covers up Klal Yisrael and protects Klal Yisrael, and like the Pasuk says, V'lo Yamut, and they won't die now. There's nobody speaking bad about Klal Yisrael, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't give them a din of Misa. Who a din? That's what the Ananiah covered was when Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar. It's protecting them from all bad. Anybody that wanted to do bad couldn't reach Klal Yisrael because the Ananiah covered was covering them. That's what we have our Yontif of Sukkis, Ezechel Ananiah covered, also Lashon Sukkah covering, that it protected Klal Yisrael when they went through the Midbar. And we were Zeche for that, for the fact that we brought the Keteris. On Yom Kippur, which is also the Pasuk says, the Chisa, it covers up the Kachim. Now, after we brought the Keteris on Yom Kippur, and the Pasukim said before, he already made the Shechita of his own power, now, V'lokach Midam HaPor, now he takes the Dam that he already received from his own carbon, of his own power, the Chisa be'etzbo, and he sprinkles it with his own fingers, Al Pnei HaKaparis Kedmo, Lefnei HaKaparis Yazeh Sheva Pomim Min Adam be'etzbo. He has to sprinkle it 7 times. And he sprinkles 1 time above the covering and 7 times before the covering. That really it's 8 times altogether. Then Vishochat Asir HaChatas HaShalom. Then he brings the Korban Chatas, the goat, that was for the Tzibur. Vehevi Yezdomoy. And he brings the dam also. El Mibes Lafroiches. He brings it inside the Kachim. He brings the blood. Vyosez Domek Asheros Ladam HaPor. The same way he made the 8 hazoids for his own power, he does the same thing now for the soyer shalom. These zoids are the kaporos v'lefnei hakaporos, the same thing. And really the kapor, the forgiveness, is the same thing, like Rashi says. That masha por mechaper ala kahanim. Just like the Kohen Gadol's own power forgives the kahanim for their averus, is mechaper ha-soyer al Yisrael. This soyer, this goat, is a kapora for Klal Yisrael. And this is the soyer Sho'ol Olav HaGoro LaShem. This is the one that got the name LaShem, that he brought this Sir Izim for LaShem, for the Korban Chatas. Then after Sheni, the Pasuk says, V'yotze El HaMizbech HaShelefnei HaShem, V'chipur Olav Olokach Midam HaPor Midam HaSoyer, V'nosan HaKarnas HaMizbech Tzavis. Now after the Kohen Gadol made the Zrikas Hadam, the Hazois, in the Kachim, in the Mizbech, in the Panim, and he made separately, 1 8 times for his own power and 1 8 times for the soyer of the Am, now he comes outside, and outside now he mixes the blood, the Dam HaPor and the Dam HaSoyer, and he makes the Zrika Sadam on the Mizbech HaChitzoin together. And he makes the Zrika now on the 4 corners of the Mizbeach HaZov. In other words, up until now he was wearing the Big Day Lovon during the Avodas Lefnei Lefnim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now he comes outside to the Kodesh and he makes the Zrika Sadam on the 4 corners of the Mizbeach HaZov, Mizbeach HaPnim. And then the Hiza Olav Min Hadom B'Yetzbo Sheva Pomim, the Tiharoi V'Kiddushoi Mitumas B'nei Yisrael. It's after he made the Zrika on the 4 corners of the Mizbeach with his hands, now he makes 7 Hazois, Al Gagoi, on the top of the Mizbeach. And then the Pasuk says, V'Chilo Mechaper of the Kodesh, when he finishes doing all these Avoides, then at the next Pasuk, V'Soma Charon Eshtayodov, he makes a smich, he puts his 2 hands, al rosh ha-sor ha-chai, on top of the live soyer, the svad olov, and he says vidui, al eskol avoynus b'dei Yisrael, v'yeskol p'sheihem l'chol chatosam, first for the avoynus, that's the averus they do b'mezid, willingly, then as p'sheihem, the averus they do b'merid, l'hachis, against Hashem, and l'chol chatosam, for the averus they do b'sheigeg, v'nosam oysam al rosh ha-sor, he puts his hands on top of the head of the soyer, V'shilach b'yad ish iti ha-medbara. And he sends away this goat with a pointed person. He sends it away to the desert. Like Pasuk Chavov says, V'nosa ha-soyer olav es kol ha-vernoysa meleret gzero, that this goat is carrying upon it all the averis of Klal Yisrael and takes it to a desolated place. V'shilach ha-sasor ba-midbar. And they send the soyer to the midbar. Then the Pasuk Chav Gimel says, V'vo Aaron Eloi Amoyed. Aaron comes in again to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Ufashad as Big Diabod, then he has to take off the Big Diabod, Shalovash, Bevoy El HaKodesh, Benichim Shomel, and he leaves it there. And we have the Gemara Yuma Darshan, that really this Pasuk is not in the right place. Alright, turn over. And the Pasuk now is saying, really, that Aaron in between had to go back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to take out the kaf and the machta that he left there before when he was doing the Keteris. And this is the way now we have four times that the Kohen Gadol had to change his begodim on Yom Kippur. And then again the Pasuk says, V'racha tes tefer b'mayim, when he changed his begodim, he had to go to the mikvah, and b'mokam kodesh, the mikvah has to be in the Yavar itself, and then v'lovash as begodim, then he puts back on his big day zov, and then he goes out, the yos of yos eselos of yos elosom, the chita badei vadom. Then he brings the korban eloh for himself and for the om. And then the pesukim go on that he brings the haktorah, he burns the chelav of the chatis, and the person that sends away the soil azazel, he also becomes tamer that he has to go to the mikvah, and he chabes the godah, he has to even table the clothing that he's wearing, for rochas es pesur b'moyim. And he has to also go into the mikvah, and then he can come back into the machna. And then the par hachatis and the sir hachatis that the Kohen already brought the dam inside to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, these halachas are, these are hachatis that are nisraf. The halacha is you have to take it outside chutz l'machna, we have to burn them and their skin there. And the Kohen that burns it over there, he himself becomes tamei, and also the yechabes the godav, he has to wash his clothing, and v'rochas es b'sor b'moyim, he also has to go to the mikvah. Then he could come back into the machina. And these are the avoidances that the Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippur. And then the Pasuk goes on to say the mitzvahs of Yom Kippur, that tan was nashasechem, the chol melacha leisasu, ezer hagera v'obesechem, and it says, why? Ki v'ayoyim hazeh, yechafer aleichem letayreschem mikol chatzeichem, lefnei Hashem titoru. That today, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives us for all our avoidances. Why? Lefnei Hashem titoru. Because today is the day that we have Tyru, we could become clean, we become clean in front of Hashem. And this really is the reason why we have so many different kabbonis that are brought on Yom Kippur, because all these kabbonis are mechaper, forgive us. And like the Pasuk says, on Yom Kippur, there's a madrega from Lefnei Hashem Tetaru. We become clean in front of Hashem. It's providing we do tshuva, we want to wipe away the chatoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts the tshuva on Yom Kippur, and we become to a matzav of Lefnei Hashem Titoru. And this is really a mitzvah essay that Ben Yehuda brings down, and other places can bring down. There's a mitzvah essay to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. Because the Pasuk says there's an inyan of Lefnei Hashem Titoru. We have to be cleaned and pure in front of Hashem. Now, if we don't do tshuva, we won't be able to be clean. We won't be able to come Torah in front of Hashem. Therefore, there's a special mitzvah brought down, l'moshul, in Or Chaim, that on Erev Yom Kippur it's brought down, you're supposed to go and ask for mechila one from another. Like Averus, Benodim Lechaveroi, you're supposed to ask for forgiveness on Erev Yom Kippur. Now the question is, why do we only do it on Erev Yom Kippur? Because you should have to do this a whole year round. Like whenever you did an Avera to somebody, you have to ask them for mechila, you have to ask them to forgive you, and then you can have your kapara. Because we know Averus that we do Benodim Lemokram, if we do Tshuva, Kodesh Baruch Hu could be Mechaparos, he'll forgive us. But Averus Benodim Lechaveroi, if you did something wrong to your friend, you stole from your friend, you hid him, you embarrassed him, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't forgive you unless you first ask mechila from your friend. Therefore, the halacha is lechura a whole year round. If you do something bad to your friend, you have to go and ask him for mechila. So how come it's brought down the Shulchan Aruch like Badafka and Erev Yom Kippur, the minig is to go to ask one another for mechila? And the pshat is, like the Pasuk says now, because on Yom Kippur there's a special mitzvah essay of Lefnei Hashem Tetoru. There's a mitzvah every Jew is supposed to be tohor on Yom Kippur. Now, tohor means pure and clean from all yaveiros. Therefore, if a person has an aveira, ben odom lechaveroi, he did something wrong to his friend. If he doesn't ask him for mechila on Erev Yom Kippur, when it comes Yom Kippur, he can't be titoru. He can't be pure and clean in front of Hashem because he has this aveira on him, this strike against him that he did something wrong to his friend. Therefore, there's a special mitzvah, it's a mitzvah of Yom Kippur, that before Yom Kippur, make sure to ask mechila from all your friends. Today, that when it does come Yom Kippur, you'll do tshuva, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will be mechila you on all your averus, and therefore you could be mekayim this new mitzvah essay of Lefnei Hashem Titaru. You should be pure and clean in front of Hashem. Then after Revi, the Pasha goes on, the Inyan of Shchut Echut, but the Pasuk says, Ish Ish, the Besh Yisrael, Asha Yishchat, Shor, Roy, Kester, Voyez, Bamachner, or is a yishkot mechutz l'machane, v'yatesach ha'yemoyed lo heviyu l'hakav korban Hashem l'chnei mishkan Hashem, don yichosh l'ishu don shofoch, v'nichlas ishu mikerv amoy. That if somebody brought a korban and did not bring it inside the mizbeach, inside the mishkan, He did bring with Nei Hashem his over chiyuv korban. It is called shchut echut. She now will take a korban and shecht it outside, chut from the mishkan. From the first, we say the reason why the pasuk now warns this averim right after the avodas of Yom Kippur, because through the avodas of Yom Kippur there were certain things that were done taka outside the mishkan, outside the Beis Hamikdash. The most of the korban la'azazel was thrown outside and killed in the midbar, and the par we had and the soyer was burnt outside the machne. So you would think maybe not all the avodas of korbanos have to be done inside the mishkan. You could do some outside. That's why now the pasuk comes tells us, no, those were special halachas about Yom Kippur, but otherwise all other korbanos have to be done in the mishkan and not outside the mishkan. Then the parsha talks about the mitzvah of kisei hadam, when you shecht an oif or a chaya, and the blood falls on the ground. The blood is supposed to fall on top of dirt, and then you're supposed to cover it up, also the offer. Then in parshas Yudches, the pasuk starts off, Yudaber Hashem Moshe Leimur, Dabra b'nei Yisrov yomato leihem, ani Hashem alakechem, I am Hashem, and kemasei eretz Mitzrayim asher yishavtem bo leisasu. You should not do the things that they do in Mitzrayim, and that was the land that you lived there. Uchemasei eretz Kenan asher ani nevi eschem shom leisasu. You should also not do the way the goyim do in Eretz Kenan and Eretz Yisrael. Uvechukoseichem loisei leichu. You should not go after their chukim, after their customs, we should not do. Something that's a custom for a goy to do, or Yisrael should not do it. The pshat is that a Yisrael has to be different. Like the pasuk says later, Es mishpatai tasu, what should a Jew do? He should do the mishpatim of Hashem, the mitzvahs. V'es chukoy sai tishmu lulechos v'hem. We have to go in the ways of Hashem, and ani Hashem lakechem, because I am Hashem. And ushmatim es chukoy sa, we have to watch Hashem's chukim. And we have to know that we live because of the mitzvahs we do. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. So this parsha is teaching us tremendous things, that people know that what Hashem wants from us is to stay away from the goyim. And we have to know when we live amongst goyim, we learn from them. And the pasuk says extra, that we live there. Like everybody knows we lived in Mitzrayim. Everybody knows Klai Yisrael was in Mitzrayim for a long time. So what does the pasuk have to say this for? It comes to teach us that when we do live amongst goyim, we have to know lamaisa, a person learns from his surroundings. And the pasuk is telling us, watch out, be careful. We should not do the same way they did in Eretz Mitzrayim. We should not do the way the goyim do in Eretz Yisrael. And we should not go after the chukos sayhim. What the goyim do, the way they dress, anything they do, a goyish thing, a Jew has to be different. We have our tayag mitzvahs, and the lechus family has to go in them. These are mitzvahs, how we act the whole day, 24 hours a day. We have our mitzvahs, our chukim, how we have to dress, how we have to talk, how we have to do things. And we live with them. But the pasuk ends off, Asher yaseh oisam adam v'chai b'hem. A person lives by doing the mitzvahs. Like Rashi says, v'chai b'hem le'elam habo. A person lives because of these mitzvahs we do in this world, le'elam habo. Shim tenu b'elam hazeh. You can't say it means only in Elam Azir, because everybody's aiming to die. The Pesach says, V'chai b'hem, you live forever, means by doing mitzvahs, that's going to give you eternal life, which means in Elam Habo. And really, there's a question here that in Pesach Dalet it says, Es mishpatai tasu, v'yes chukai sa tishmu. First it talks about mishpatim, those are like mitzvahs that we understand why we have to do them. Then it says, V'yes chukai sa tishmu, we should watch the chukim, the things we don't understand why we have to do it. And then Pesach says, he says the opposite way, Ushmatim et chukosai, you should watch my chukim, yes mishpatai, and also watch my mishpatim, the mitzvahs. How come the Pesach Dalet first it says mishpatim, and then it says chukosai? And the Pesach K right after that it says the opposite way. It says, Ushmatim et chukosai, and then yes mishpatai, asher yasu. As the Mefarshim saw, the Be'er Moshe wants to explain that the Pesach Dalet is telling us that yes mishpatai tasu, true, we should do mitzvahs, even though maybe we understand the reason why. Yes, chukaisai tishmu, but we should know it's good to do all mitzvahs, the teres achaik. Like the reason why we do the mitzvahs is not because we understand the reason, but just because it's a chaik, because Hashem told us to do it. That's where it ends off with chukaisai, to know that that's the main way we should do our mitzvahs, the teres achaik, because Hashem said to do it. And if we do it this way, then, ushmatim es chukaisai ves mishpatai, that means do the chukim, true, we don't know why we do it, but eventually, if you're going to do it for this purpose, you're going to do all the mitzvahs, because Hashem wants us to do it, at the end, this mishpatai, all the chukim will become mishpatim. You'll understand, Hashem will give you das, understanding that you'll understand the reason for all the mitzvahs we do. And he wants to explain, he brings out from the Zohar like this, that really, to understand the tamam of the mitzvahs, that's really called the schar olam habo. That's what's going to be in olam habo. In olam habo, we're going to understand all the tamim of the mitzvahs. So if people do the mitzvahs on this world, but teres sachoik, you should know you're going to be zeicha to understand eventually the tamim of the mitzvahs. Now the end of the pasuk says, "V'yashmatim et chokayim et nesvatai asher yasto oisam adam v'achai b'hem," and you should live with it. They brought down, Rashi brings down the teres kana that says it means olam habo. You should live in olam habo. So the question is, the Gemara always dashes from this pasuk for chai b'hem to say that pikuach nefesh is zeicha Shabbos. Let's say somebody's very sick on Shabbos and we're afraid maybe he's going to die. So we're allowed to be mechal Shabbos and call a doctor, do anything we want to save him, even though we'll be mechal Shabbos, because the pasuk says v'chayv him, keep the person alive on this world. And the reason is pasuk, because if you keep him alive, he'll be able to do more mitzvahs. Therefore, we have a right to be over Shabbos in order to keep somebody alive. So we see v'chayv him means we'll keep you alive on this world. So how come we dash and v'chayv him goes me'olam habo? Like it's a steer with a pair of kahanim. The dashing this pasuk of v'chayv behem going on me'olam habo to the Gemara in Yuma and us say, hey, in my days, the dashing v'chayv behem to tell us that you're allowed to be deicha Shabbos to cover tkuach nefesh. He wants into the Ben Moshe that the Gemara in Brachos dashing the pasuk olomcha tiru b'chayecha, that sometimes in this world you could be deicha to the hasogis of me'olam habo. Like we said before, the hasogis, the understanding of me'olam habo is that there we're going to understand the tamim of the mitzvah. So now, like we said before, that if somebody on this world does the mitzvahs, the teres chukim, he only does them because Hashem told us to do it, he will be zeicha that even on this world, he eventually will be able to understand the tamim of the mitzvahs. So in other words, v'chai behem, that's the beginning of olam habo, it's true, even on this world, you will have the inyan of olam habo, that you will be able to understand the tamim, the reasons for the mitzvahs. So therefore, both pshatim are good. V'chai behem goes in olam habo, the hasogas of understanding the mitzvahs, and also we dash it for olam hazeh, because it means even on this world people could understand the time and the reasons for the mitzvahs. And also the pasuk says here, "Ushmartem et chukosai," we should watch and do Hashem's chukim, yes, mishpatei Hashem's mitzvahs, hashayas oisam odom. When the person does these things, v'chai v'hem, he will live with them. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. As the Chofetz Chaim explains, that we know there are Ramach mitzvahs essay, 248 mitzvahs essay, kineged the Ramach evarm of a person, the different part of limbs of a person. In other words, every mitzvah we do keeps another limb apart, another limb alive. Therefore, v'chai b'hem, when a person wants to have a perfect life, to live completely b'sholim, he has to do and be mekayim kol mitzvahsai, all the chukim and all the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's shot from v'chai b'hem. You want to be an odom ha'sholim pure, you have to be mekayim all the mitzvahs, because the mitzvahs are what keep us alive. Then the Torah goes into the next parasha, talking about the Issa Royis, the different women that are osur on you, the Issa Avera, and Issa Chiyakoras, to have nus with them. It goes through the parashas of Aroyis. Now, one of the reasons why this is brought down in the Hemshech is because before we spoke about you should not do Kamas Eretz Mitzrayim, you should not do the bad things that they did in Eretz Mitzrayim, Hashem Yishavtem Bo, and we know there Mitzrayim, where Shtufei Zima, they did a lot of znus. Now, the Torah is telling us, answering that znus is offer, and these are the women, these are the arroyis, that it is offer to. Now, on Yom Kippur, by Mincha time, we lay in this parasha of arroyis. And one of the reasons why we lay in the parasha of arroyis on Yom Kippur is, first of all, that if somebody did a chet of arroyis throughout the year, it should wake him up and he should do tshuva today about it. Secondly, if somebody has the yetzer on Yom Kippur, maybe because the ladies dress nice in Yom Kippur, you see them, someone would have a hero to think about them, this would also stop them from doing any aveiros. And another pshat that once heard was that when we come mincha tam and Yom Kippur, people would think, ah, we did so much tshuva already, we're so clean, we are pure people, like we don't have to do any more tshuva. We finished already. So we learn now the parsha of Aroyas to know, to tell us, no, it could possibly be, it's possible that we still have very bad aveiros to our name. Maybe we didn't do tshuva shleima so good yet. There's still time, chaperan, use out the rest of the Yom Kippur. Like even these chomedik averus of gila royis, of ervus, maybe we weren't masakin yet. Like, we still have to work on ourselves still to be mesakin as much as possible as long as we have the chance on Yom Kippur to do.
No. All right, we'll stop here for this Shabbos. There was a time when this parsha came out on Shabbos HaGadol, so I have now at the end the drosha by Shabbos HaGadol. For this year, after Shabbos HaGadol, so we'll stop now.
Shabbos HaGadol. And what's the reason? That we shenasa by Nez Godol, because a tremendous miracle happened on this Shabbos. Shepesach Mitzrayim Mikhoi B'Esam. Because the Korban Pesach that they took, B'Shas, they went out of Mitzrayim, the mitzvah was to take it on the 10th day of Nisan. Kedesir the Esau L'Chodesh Hazer, on the 10th day of Chodesh Nisan, the Yikol Hen Selabais of it, Selabais. Everybody took this animal, the lamb, into the house. O Pesach Shiyotu Yisrael Mitzrayim Hoye B'Yoyim Hei. Now the Yitzias Mitzrayim was on Thursday, Yoyim Hei, Kedesir B'Seder Olam. It comes out that the 10th day of Nisan that year was on Shabbos. Everybody took to the house a lamb. They tied it down to their bed. And the Mitzrayim were asking them, how come you're taking a lamb today, tying it down to your bed? And the Yisraelim had to answer back, we're doing it because we have a mitzvah to shecht it in another 5 days, the Korban Pesach. The mitzvah, another 4 days, the mitzvah Hashem is aleinu. And really the Mitzvah should have come and knocked out their teeth for the fact that they're taking away their gods and going to shecht it. But a nes happened that the Mitzvah cannot answer them and didn't do anything back to the Jews. The al shem oisei ha-nes, kerven oisei Shabbos HaGadol. And because of this great nes, that's why we call this Shabbos, Shabbos HaGadol. Because the nest happened on Shabbos. And the famous question everybody asks is, that's good when Shabbos comes out on the 10th day of Nisan. But what are we going to do like this year, that the 10th day of Nisan comes out before Shabbos? So why do we still call the Shabbos before Pesach, Shabbos HaGadol, the nest was on the 10th day of Nisan? The nest was that for 4 complete days they had this sit in the house, and the Mitzrayim were bothering them like, what are you doing with it? And nothing happened to them. So Lechura, it's a din totally in the 10th day of Nisan. Why do we make the Shabbos called Shabbos HaGadol? Why don't we call it Esther, the 10th day of Nisan? That should be the great day. And there's a lot of different terutzim. One Pashup Shat I saw is that they want to say that really an animal is mukta on Shabbos. You're not allowed to touch an animal about Chai on Shabbos. And the Mitzrayim knew that the Klai Yisrael were keeping Shabbos when they were in Mitzrayim. So the question was, when the Mitzrayim saw that on this Shabbos now, the Jews were taking the animal to their bedside, that aroused them, asked them, what are you doing? Today is your Shabbos, you're not allowed to touch animals today. Like it was a double net, that not only are you just taking our God to your house, but you're even doing it on the Shabbos that usually you don't touch animals. Something must be very fishy here. So it was because of the Issa Shabbos that the Mitzrayim went to ask them, what are you doing? And because of the Issa Shabbos, a tremendous miracle happened, that even though the Mitzrayim should have come and like killed them, but the Mitzrayim were not able to even touch them. Other Mepharshim answer that the Pshat is that Shabbos, that's the Mekor HaBrocha, Mekor HaKedusha. Like the whole Brocha, all the Kedusha of the whole week comes out from Shabbos. In other words, any great thing that comes out throughout the whole week, the Kayach, the strength for that thing to come out, was created on Shabbos. It was because of the Shabbos, things can happen throughout that week. Therefore, if any greatness happens throughout the week, we have to know that Shabbos is the cause of it. Therefore, it's always a din in Shabbos, anything happening in this week, it's because of the Kayach of Shabbos that it could come about. Therefore, we celebrate, we call it Shabbos HaGadol, is because this is the Shabbos before Pesach that gives us the Kayach that there should be this Nisim to happen. Ozim Mepharshim, Fasemis wants to explain, that really there's a Medrash that says that Shabbos complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shabbos. And Shabbos said to Hashem, everything in the world has a Zug, has its mate, but me, Shabbos, I have no mate. What's my mate? What's going to keep me company? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered back to Shabbos, you should know, Knesset Yisrael, his Klai Yisrael, that's going to be your mate. That's going to be, keep your company, a Shabbos. Klai Yisrael will keep Shabbos company. And plus it means that Shabbos is the Mekor HaBrocha, the Mekor HaKedusha, that Shabbos Kedusha, we always say, Mekadesh HaShabbos, Shabbos Kedush, that Shabbos is a Kedush to Mekadesh things. What can receive the Kedusha? Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael is also an Am HaKadosh. Am HaNivcher. Klai Yisrael could receive the Kedusha from Shabbos. Now this Shabbos, This was the Shabbos right before Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, by Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's when Klai Yisrael got a shame, Am Yisrael. That's when they got the Kedusha, Peshat Yetzias Mitzrayim. It comes out, this was a tremendous thing, the Nisan, which was the beginning, really, of the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim, or this was at least the first mitzvah, which because of this mitzvah, Klai Yisrael was zeichet to have the Yetzias Mitzrayim. It was because they did this mitzvah of Korban Pesach that Hashem let them go out of Mitzrayim. So this was the first day, right now, they're doing the first mitzvah, which is Nogeh to Korban Pesach. That's the schuz there, there will be a gula, Klai Yisrael will come out of Mitzrayim, and then they will receive their darga, their madrega, their highness of Kedusha, and that's going to be the mate for Shabbos. So it comes out, this was a tremendous Shabbos for the din of Shabbos itself. This was the Shabbos now that Shabbos is going to receive its mate. Klai Yisrael this week is going to become an Am Yisrael. We're going to get our Kedusha. We're going to be able to meet and match Shabbos. We are going to be the ones to Mekabel to receive the Kedusha of Shabbos. So it was a tremendous Madrega for that Shabbos. That's why it's not only a din in Esther Bachodesh, the 10th day of Nisan, but it's Halach in the Shabbos. That was like the first Shabbos that really got its Klayach to get a mate, to get the Knesset Yisrael to be with Shabbos. Another Mepharshim want to say just a little bit different. But really the question is, how come the mitzvah to take that on the 10th day, the Korban Pesach, was only given by Pesach Mitzrayim, only at that year? And from then on, there's no mitzvah to take at the 10th day, but like the mitzvah is on the 14th day, on Erev Pesach, you make a shechita on the Korban Pesach. How come with Derech we don't have that special mitzvah taken on the 10th day? And the first answer the Pshat is, because the Pshat from the Pesach is Mishcho, Kechulachem, Chazal Dashins, that means Mishko, take for yourself and take away all the other Avodah Zorah. In other words, when the Jews were still in Mitzrayim, they still had an Inyan of Avodah Zorah. A lot of them were worshipping Avodah Zorah. So this Inyan of the Korban Pesach for them was like a Hakdoma to the Gula to first take away the Tumah of the Avodah Zorah from you in order to go and bring the Korban Pesach. And that's the Chazal Dadashin's Mishko Kuchu, Mishko Yedechem Avodah Zorah, Okhu Lachem Tzayin Shal Mitzvah. So that's why Dafka at the door of Mitzrayim, then when they still had a shurish of Avodah Zorah in them, we had this mitzvah to take on the 10th day of Nisan, the Korban Pesach, like to try and wipe away the tumas of Avodah Zorah they had inside them. But our koponim, the kasher is, how could it be that in 4 days you wipe away a shurish of Avodah Zorah? If somebody is used to worshipping Avodah Zorah, he has a taiva, they used to enjoy to do it, he can't just get rid of it in 4 days. How can me for 4 days a parish said, like, try and wipe it away? And then there was a gula Yetzias Mitzrayim. How could it be like Hashem was meichah them so fast? The first one want to explain it was because the 10th day then was on Shabbos. And Shabbos is the Makar Brocha. Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was Makabel Tshuva. Shabbos is the Koyach that changed over to Mekadosh everything. So it was because of the Kedushas HaShabbos that Klai Yisrael was able, like in 1 second, to change over, to start to bring the Korban Pesach now, to wipe away the chet of Avodah Zorah they had in them. So Taka, the Nes HaGodol, part of this great Nes was that Klai Yisrael was able to throw away the Avodah Zorah from them. How were they zeichet to throw away the Avodah Zorah from them? It was only because that day was a Shabbos. It was Machmas Kedushas HaShabbos. Shabbos hopes us to be Mekarev ourselves to Hashem. Shabbos is Mekadosh us, as we said before. Shabbos is the Ben Zugai of Knesset Yisrael. That's Mekadosh us. As a matter, we learn out from this that every Shabbos of the whole year, we have to realize what we have, the Kedushas HaShabbos, to use it out the right day, the right way, the special day, a Yom Menucha, a Yom set aside to be carved to Hashem, as we spoke out before, the Moradashin Toiv Lohoides Lashem, we Dashin Toiv Lisvadis Lashem, there's an Inyan to do Tshuva on Shabbos, because Shabbos is the day we are closer to Hashem, it's a Kodesh Dikud day, a day to use it out, that Shabbos has the curve to Mekadesh all Gashmias, like we say, there's an Inyan of Neshomi Yisrael on Shabbos. And the Sand Rashi brings down in Beya, what's the Indian of Neshama Yisrael, that we have a more Hachorvas Hadas, that we could eat more, we could enjoy more on Shabbos. Is what is eating more and enjoying more have to do with Shabbos and Neshama Yisrael? And the Pshat is that the Yisrael of Shabbos is that it's Mekadesh Gashmias. We have to know even the enjoyment of eating, the enjoyment that we have of this world, the Gashmias also has Kedusha in it. And Shabbos is the Kedusha to be Mekadesh everything. That's the Kedusha of Shabbos. And we said that's the Pshat, that Shabbos is the Ben Zugai of the Knesset Yisrael. That Knesset Yisrael needs Shabbos. And we are the one that could use out this great Matana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us of Shabbos. Therefore, we learn out from the Shabbos HaGodol how great the Shabbos is. And we have to learn out from this that the whole year We have to keep on doing Shabbos, Shemira Shabbos, the way we are supposed to, as he once spoke out. There are two ways you could watch Shabbos. You could watch Shabbos Tam not to be over at Malachis, not to do Averis, but there's another way to keep Shabbos al Kedushas of Shabbos. Not just Tam not to do Averis, but there are certain mitzvahs, how you do Shabbos, how you are Mekadosh Shabbos. Like we say, called Mekadosh Shvi Kuro Loi. You have to Mekadosh Shabbos the right way, use out the Kedusha the right way. This is all the things we learn out from this Shabbos, this special Shabbos HaGadol, which is also the Hagadoma for Pesach. That's when this Shabbos, the minig is to say the Hagadom, to start get into the inyonim of the Nisim, the inyon to be market to start to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to start to become close to Hashem, and to do all the mitzvahs the way we're supposed to. All right, we'll stop here.